Hey, this is Jenny Nash, and I wanted to invite you to check out my Substack newsletter, The Art and Business of Book Coaching. It's totally free unless you choose to support me, and it's secretly really great for writers. The reason is that book coaches are in the business of helping writers do their best work. So I'm always talking about writer mindset and things like helping a writer find their structure or find an agent or find their position in the marketplace. If you're considering investing in having somebody help you, it's a great way to get prepared to know who you might want to pick and what you might want to ask of them. You'll get an inside peek at the way that the people who are in the business of helping writers think about writers. And so in that way, it can help you become a better writer just by tuning in. I have a lot of writers following me over there, so if you're interested, come check it out. You can find it at substack.com/@JennyNash. That's substack.com/@JennyNash, and it's J-E-N-N-I-E. Hi, I'm Jenny Nash, and you're listening to the #AmWriting podcast. And today, we're starting something new. It's a special series here on #AmWriting where we explore what happens when writers hold back, play it safe, or hide in the shadows, and what changes when they step into their full creative power. I'm calling these the Write Big sessions. I'll be sharing solo reflections, interviewing different writers and industry professionals about the ways they play big, talking with KJ about these ideas, and offering the chance for you to reflect at key times of the year, all circling around one big question. How are you playing small in your writing life? And here's the good news. You don't have to keep doing that. You can choose to write big with courage, clarity, and the power to bring your whole self to the page. Today, I'm talking about why I'm obsessed with the whole concept of writing big, and why I've committed my whole career to helping writers do it. In April, I went on a wellness retreat in Costa Rica, which was being run by Dr. Diana Hill, one of my book coaching clients and the author of the book, Wise Effort. When we arrived, there were the usual introductions. Where are you from? What do you do? What brought you here? One woman heard about my work with Diana and said, "Oh, that's so crazy. I'm dying to write a book. I'd love to talk to you." I smiled and said something polite because this is something I hear all the time. I'm a book coach, and whenever anybody hears about what I do, they always say that either they or their sister or cousin or brother or neighbor or somebody is dying to write a book. They say that 82% of American adults want to write a book, and from my experience out in the world, I don't doubt it. In the middle of the week, Diana guided us through a visualization exercise designed to help us reconnect with our values and desires. And it was intense. We had to write for 15 minutes about what we would do if we only had a year left to live. We then had to write about what we would do if we only had a month left to live, and then a week, and then a minute. After we did the writing exercises, we partnered up with whoever was sitting next to us to share what we had discovered, and my partner happened to be the woman who wanted to write the book. I shared with her that if I had a year left to live, I would absolutely be writing a book to try to capture everything that I've learned throughout my career. I'm just wired to teach and to inspire others, and it's what I would do. If I only had a month left to live, I still had that on my list. I imagined a burst of creative energy at the end of my life to propel me through this creativity and, of course, leave me time to be with my husband and my two kids. We would probably watch silly movies and play games and fight about it. And we would probably take walks. And I would tell them how much I've loved loving them. When I got down to 1 week left to live and then 1 minute, writing reluctantly dropped off my list because I had to face the limits of time and my priorities of being with my family. But what was interesting is that the woman who literally told me she was dying to write a book did not include writing on any of her lists. And to be honest, this didn't surprise me. So many people say they want to write a book, but they don't want it to cost them anything. They don't want to give up anything in order to do it. They're not ready to write big. But I find that the writers who are ready to write big, the ones who are yearning to connect with their deepest creative desires and write something they love that their readers might love, those people are motivated to do whatever it takes. If only they knew what those things were. These writers are already probably spending time, effort, energy, and money writing their morning pages, clocking 1,000 words a day, maybe churning out shitty first drafts, and maybe even publishing. They're doing work, but the books they're writing are falling flat, failing to make an impact, and leaving them frustrated and desperate to figure out what's missing in their creative life. They can't quite figure out why they're not writing something that feels as amazing to them as the writing that they love feels when they read it. Compounding this frustration is the glut of craft resources, productivity tips, and marketing strategies coming at us every day. It's easy to get lulled into the belief that knowing how to write and publish is all it takes to fulfill your creative dreams. But I know better. In my work at Author Accelerator, where I train and certify people to be book coaches, mostly what we're doing is helping people figure out how to help writers to write big. At the end of the day, what an excellent book coach does is help a writer step into their full creative power. And I want to be clear about what I mean by writing big. It's not about hitting bestseller lists or being loud on the internet. It's bringing your whole self to the page, choosing courage over comfort, and daring to be seen. It's the difference between spending time on your writing and committing your whole self to it. The ironic thing is that when writers decide to play big, the rewards of the marketplace often follow, because readers can tell when you're playing small, holding back, dialing it in, or not really connecting with yourself or them. I sometimes think there are bigger problems in the world than helping writers make a shift in their relationship to their work. But then I'm reminded of what happens when writers bring their whole selves to the page. Hearts and minds get changed. People feel less alone. The world becomes more connected. So what I'll be talking about in these Write Big sessions is big. I'll be keeping the episode short on purpose, and I'll usually end with a reflection or action step. I'm a book coach after all, it's what I do. For today, I would just ask you to think about what the concept of writing big has brought up for you. Just hearing about it, what feelings or thoughts arise. Until next time, stop playing small and write like it matters.
The Hashtag Am Writing podcast is produced by Andrew Perilla. Our intro music, aptly titled Unemployed Monday, was written and played by Max Cohen. Andrew and Max were paid for their time and their creative output because everyone deserves to be paid for their work.